The Surrey Storm Podcast with Andy Lamb and Emily Nemeth.
Welcome to another Surrey Storm Podcast with Player Lair. This week, as the team for 2021 has finally been confirmed, we've been speaking to Mickey about that team and the signing of Felicitas. Mickey, 2021 side has finally been announced. I suppose you'll be happy with it.
Yeah, really happy. I think we've got a really nice blend of returnees along with some newbies thrown into the league and netball as a whole for a really long time. We've got some who are just starting out their playing career. And I guess this year I'm just super happy to be able to give athletes the opportunity. You know, we've got some who have been with us through NPL for so many years who are now able to step up with the opportunity to wear a VNSL dress and hopefully get their debut. We've got, you know, athletes who are coming from overseas, from nations that have never been involved in the VNSL before. So, I'm really glad and proud to be able to give them the opportunity that they deserve. I think we're all just so excited at the potential of being able to play some netball in 2021, because it's been a long time coming.
Let's start with Felicitas. The importance of what you saw initially at the Netball World Cup, would that be right?
Yeah, that's correct. So the first time I spotted Felicitas, probably along with the rest of the netballing nation, was at Netball World Cup. And, you know, anyone who saw her performances at Netball World Cup will understand how it's got to this point, because she was such a standout for Zimbabwe. And not even just for Zimbabwe, but as a player of the tournament, to be quite honest. You know, her stats speak for herself in terms of what she achieved across that tournament. So we spoke to Felicitas at length then, in the hope that we may have been able to get that off the ground last season, because, you know, with some of the retirements that were announced this year, we've known about them for 2 years. So we're constantly looking about not just a 1 year process, but how we can keep a turnover of players for the long term. But unfortunately, Zimbabwe were ranked 13th on the INF world rankings, and you can only import from the top 12 nations. So unfortunately, that sort of ended all discussions there and then, really, for reasons beyond her or I's control. But we kept in contact, and, you know, she was always a player that we had in mind. And then this season, Zimbabwe moved to 12th, therefore making her eligible. So we're just so glad and pleased and slightly relieved to get it over the line, because, you know, even outside of COVID and 2020, it's been a really long process. And you know, I know more than anyone out of the outpouring of support that Felicitas have received from the Zimbabwe community, both overseas and here in the UK, has been astonishing. So I knew that was going to be the way from the reaction of the Zimbabwe crowds at Netball World Cup. You know, they were the biggest highlight of the tournament. And we knew that if we could get this over the line, then, geez, the reaction was going to be huge. And I think we broke the internet for a day, which was fantastic. So, yeah, just super glad and pleased that she's finally here and settled in, and we can start to get the process of her actually playing some netball underway.
Well deserved as well. There was lots of really nice and special reaction.
Yeah, I mean, it's mad, isn't it? Because we understand it's a big deal, but I don't think anyone really understands how big this is back at home for Felicitas and her family. And this news has reached so far. It was on the front page of news in the Zimbabwe press. She got a personal letter from the commissioner based here in London. As I say, the outcry of support has been phenomenal, you know, far greater than we even anticipated. And we just hope and pray that at some point in the 2021 season, we're able to showcase that off to fans and get these people who have shown her such support online so far into stadia to see us play.
And you must get a buzz out of it, bringing somebody like that with her talents as well over the Super League, and obviously the first Zimbabwe player as part of the league as well.
Yeah, of course. As I say, like, we're just glad and pleased that we can facilitate, you know, the opportunity to happen. Felicitas earned her spot in a VNSL team, in my opinion. You know, she played out of her skin at Netball World Cup, and, you know, there was so much discussion then about whether we'd see her or if a team would pick her up. And, you know, I think it's just a testament to her playing ability, how she managed to shine at that competition. And you know, hopefully this will be the start of a relationship between Zimbabwe and the UK Vitality Network Super League. Not saying that's specific to Storm, but it's a bit like previous years with Uganda and Malawi and franchises opening the way to players like Peace Proscrovia or Mary. You know, this is how it starts. So if we can just be the vessel that provides that starting point, then we'll be so proud and pleased.
You were there at the airport when she arrived, so she's in quarantine at the minute, but is she in good spirits? Is she really pleased to be here?
Yeah, I did. I greeted her at the airport, albeit from a social distance, but just thought that was, you know, absolutely the right thing to do. Because of the travel corridor laws, she is in isolation for 2 weeks. She's tested negative, so we know that she's safe and well. But obviously, you know, has to go through that government process. And yeah, I mean, she's in such good spirits. She's so excited to be here. She's being looked after by an amazing home, which we're forever grateful for. So yeah, it's just the case of, you know, ticking off the days in this isolation period until we can finally get her into training next week.
Let's be fair as well, the Netball World Cup did wonders for Storm next season. I mean, not only did we know about Neve, but Lauren's joined and also Emma McGee. I bet you're glad you went.
Yeah, no, it was, you know, to just be part of that process anyway was like a dream come true. You know, the netball fan in me was giddy, and I won't underplay that. I'm not ashamed to say that it was just the most amazing experience of all time. So I was so glad and you know, proud to be a part of it. And then yeah, I guess it's just the ability to see so many nations and so many players shine on a world stage also helped. So, you know, with players like Emma, who are really looking to push her netball and be part of a VNSL franchise, you know, we were happy to facilitate that to happen. And obviously with losing Sophie to go into Dubai as well, you know, it was a position that we always needed to recruit for. And then Lauren's now working down in London, so yeah, we snapped up the opportunity to get her involved in the franchise, obviously as we lost a couple of defenders to retirement as well, again another area that we was looking to bolster in. So yeah, things just fell into place really nicely.
Last week we heard from Frankie on the podcast, and I don't know, maybe I underestimated the fact that even though a player's already been at a franchise, they still have to work as hard or maybe even more harder just to get back and prove themselves almost again in trials. Is that a standard procedure as such?
Hard work for us is a non-negotiable. You know, that's a standard that I set from the minute anybody walks through the door, whether that be on a trial process or not. And that's a constant theme, you know, that doesn't change depending on who you are, how long you've played netball for, what colours you've been in before. All of that becomes irrelevant in our opinion. You know, all we want is a squad of people who are all vying towards the same goal. And that takes a lot of hard work and mental application to get to that point. So, you know, we was really upfront and honest with all of our playing group, whether they be on trial or not, about the expectations. Now the squad is set. We've had some real lengthy discussions around, you know, what is our why? Why are we here? Why are we dedicating so much, especially in the current time frame? What do we value? What are we going to keep in really high regards? What do we want to be held accountable to? And that's been really beneficial for us so far. You know, it's just really helpful to have those honest conversations so that everybody knows where they stand. We as a coaching group know what the players want to be held accountable to and vice versa. And the players themselves know the expectations around what they need to be held accountable to. And I think that really helps. You know, we've seen such a mental determination from people like Frankie who have come back into our ranks this year and are working incredibly hard, and that's amazing. But you know, that's across the board in all of our positions, and that's something I'm very proud of what we've created here at Storm since I've taken over.
We've also seen Karen and Leah return. Obviously they've been away from home during the pandemic, but maybe a word on how everybody's been there for everybody, but those two in particular.
Yeah, I mean, it's super difficult, isn't it? I mean, I can't even begin to understand, even though I try my hardest, how tough it must be for those guys who are so far away from home. And, you know, albeit they would usually be, I think to have the option taken away from them of going home if they absolutely wanted to or needed to, is a real difficult mindset to be in. So, you know, I do severely feel for the girls. And yeah, I guess for us, it's just about controlling the controllables. You know, unfortunately, that isn't something we have control over. over, but what we can do is just make sure they are as wrapped up and supported as possible. You know, the whole way through lockdown number one, we did check-ins twice a week and did, you know, fun sociable things together like quizzes, etc. every single week, just to make sure we was, you know, keep in touch with each other. Ultimately, we're all friends and we spend so much time together. To go from that to nothing was a lot. And I guess second lockdown has been a bit of a different beast, because, you know, we've been fortunate enough to be able to continue training through it because we're part of the elite pathway. So at least we have that focus. We have the ability to still come into the gym and train, still be on court and train together. And that is such a godsend in the current time frame.
What are you seeing from Sophie and Grace in their early days?
Oh yeah, I mean, athletes like that just put a smile on your face, don't they? Because, you know, they're everything what Storm's about. You know, they've been part of Storm's MPL since they started this process of playing elite level netball. You know, they've given a sort of 4+ years of their service at an MPL level. They've still got so much to give, but they're just young and tenacious and they have absolutely no fear. And I love that. Way back when, in my younger days, that was me. And I was very fortunate that somebody gave me that opportunity. So if I can give that to some other players, you know, age should never be a barrier. You should never, you know, if excuse the pun, but if you're big enough and you're ugly enough, then you should be able to shoulder that. And I think both Grace and Sophie so far have shown, not just since they've come into training, but prior to that in their own MPL environments and Prem environments, they've shown that they're capable to deal with the mental and physical load. They've shown that they're capable of being resilient to adversity. They've shown that they have the mental capability and toughness to dig in and adhere to instructions and perform under pressure. So, you know, all of those boxes that you would want to be ticked as someone who is vying for a position are there. And yeah, they're just both lovely people, and second to what they bring on the netball court, we're all about creating an environment with lovely people.
Everybody's testing the temperatures before they come into training and standard COVID protocols, but what's training like at the minute? Going well?
Yeah, I mean, it's really tricky because it is very strange. You know, obviously there are so many different protocols and mitigating factors that we have to adhere to ensure that everybody is as safe as physically possible. So all of that is obviously, you know, slightly new and you know, you never really get used to be honest, because the minute you do, something changes, a protocol changes, there's a new introduction, there's a new form, there's a new procedure. And obviously, definitely since second lockdown, because it's elite sport only training, you know, oftentimes when we're training in the building, we are the only ones in here, barring somebody else to lock up. And that's a really eerie feeling. Having said that, it does also make you feel incredibly lucky. So yeah, I think the mood in the camp at the minute is really positive. We're just so glad and appreciative of being able to continue together, and you know, we're forever grateful to Surrey Sports Park and the University of Surrey for facilitating that to happen. And you know, our theme is just to be grateful. You know, we're not letting this opportunity pass us by. We understand, and I think I say this at least once a week, if not every session, how fortunate we are to be able to do this. You know, we are 10% of the entire country at the moment that are able to continue playing professional sport, you know, especially in a netball capacity. Everything else is stopped apart from us. So there are hundreds of people that would bite our right arm off to be able to come into training twice a week together. So let's not let this pass us by.
I think when fans look at the squad as well, it would seem quite evident that a few of the players could play in a couple of different positions. So for coaches as well, that gives you plenty of options.
Yeah, and I mean, that's going to be pivotal this year, to be honest. That's going to be the deciding factor in some wins and losses, because certainly this year, with COVID and isolations and quarantines, you have no idea what squad personnel you're going to have available to you for any given training session, let alone matches when we start getting to that point. It is imperative now more than ever that you can cover a multitude of different positions, that you're flexible, that you're running combinations, because, you know, the days of old where you have a set seven and that's pretty much how it stays, that's not going to exist, unfortunately, in the current time frame. You're going to have to be flexible. You're going to have to run many different combinations. You're going to have exposure across different positions. You know, I have a running joke with a couple of other heads of franchises, head coaches, about, you know, taking bets on which defender's going to go and play shooter first, because your shooting end's going to be ruled out because of quarantine or isolation or something along those lines. And, you know, we all laugh in jest, but it is a possibility.
So it's
really important that everybody gets exposure to different positions. And I think, to be fair, a lot of coaches across the entire league have recruited that way this year, which is really smart.
Certainly it's a side that's full of talent and a lot of the Storm fans can't wait to see. Do you feel as if there's still a decent amount of work to do?
Yeah, no, 100%. There's still loads of work to do. You know, don't get me wrong, we've got quite a few players that have returned, but across loads of different areas of the court. I think our only half-stable section of the court is our midcourt, which has remained pretty unchanged. But in terms of our ends, we're working brand new combinations in together, and that does take time. So there's lots to do, there's lots to focus on, but all really exciting stuff. And obviously, as I say, with the caveat that we're so lucky to just be able to play netball. So yeah, we're rapt to be back in training, and we're just looking forward to ticking off the training sessions between now and February.
Thanks as always for your support here on the Surrey Storm podcast. And you can always get in touch with us as well. We're at Surrey Storm and the number 10 on Twitter.
The Surrey Storm podcast with Andy Lamb and Emily Nemeth.